Mac and Matt Flynn direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to go on the Devil Radio website and download our app to the Apple Google Store and do it, or just sit in your chair and go, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. Then you go, Alexa, play Devil Radio. Okay, we're going to go back, and I am going to respond to CJ of Madison, who raised five topics. I'm going to hit all five of them very, very quickly. One of them, I'll put two together, testing kits and COVID. He charges that Joe Biden has somehow to blame for the COVID increase, the Omicron variant, and that the testing kits, there aren't enough testing kits now. Here's the truth of both of those. Joe Biden has promised 500 million testing kits. They are in production right now. They will be available in January. So the question is it supposedly his fault that the COVID spread and it mutated into the Omicron variant, which seems to be more transmissible, although fortunately probably less lethal, slightly less than the Delta variant? Here's the facts. The facts is that Joe Biden got vaccinated on national television a year ago. Joe Biden has been pushing vaccines, so is Dr. Fauci, pushing masking and pushing social distancing. The leadership of the Republican Party has fought back. Their governors have penalized school districts that have masking mandates. They have outlawed vaccine mandates. The Fox News newsroom are all vaccinated because they were required to by Rupert Murdoch. He put out a memo that said, you are fired unless you get vaccinated. So Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson are vaccinated. But they go on the air and conceal that and say vaccines may be dangerous. Ron Johnson attacks vaccinations, and he had an anti-vaxxer forum over in La Crosse. As a result, something like 20 or 25% of this country refuses to be vaccinated. So CJ, 20 to 25% of this country is a lethal playground for the virus to mutate. You only get herd immunity if virtually everybody is vaccinated. Then the playground is smaller. It's all based on random replication. The Republican Party, by attacking vaccines, are the ones that have caused the mutation of the Omicron virus. You then make the point about Afghanistan. Remember something. Donald Trump is the one who recognized the Taliban. He shouldn't have done that. He negotiated with them in Vienna. He shouldn't have done that. He cut out the Afghan government from those talks. He shouldn't have done that. He announced we were going to withdraw on May 1. He shouldn't have done that. He ordered the Afghan government to release from prison 5,000 ISIS and Al-Qaeda followers, terrorists, who then went out and terrorize the countryside. He should not have done that. Joe Biden came in to clean up this dog's breakfast, and so he extended the May 1 to August 1. And I will say that I did not like the way that part of it was handled, but the hand he was dealt by Donald Trump by releasing 5,000 terrorists and recognizing the Taliban destroyed the morale of the Afghan government. You then said that the filibuster is a good thing. The filibuster is a good thing because Ruth Bader Ginsburg apparently talked about something at some point. God bless her, she's gone. So why is the filibuster, why is getting 10 Republicans important when the Republicans in legislatures around the country with gerrymandered, in some cases, small majorities are doing it without bipartisanship? Why is bipartisanship needed to overcome lack of bipartisanship? The final thing you talk about is aliens at the border and being flown around the country. I think those are two separate things. These aliens, as you call them, these illegal immigrants, they are tested, and they're not just dumping COVID people around the country. I separate myself from the Democratic Party on some immigration issues. I believe we've got to secure the border. We can't continue to let 200,000 people a month come in, which is what it approached at one time. About a week ago, they found a Saudi Arabian guy who was on the terror list coming in, and he is wearing a volunteer fire department jacket from an outfit in upstate New York. I don't know how he got it. And prior to that, two guys from Yemen were coming in. There's got to be a signal to the left of the Democratic Party, in my view, that we are going to enforce our borders. We are going to, if people want asylum, they can petition for it in their home countries at our consul. So that's my view on that. That's different from part of the Democratic Party, not the whole Democratic Party. But on everything else, CJ, you have my response. Back to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
Yeah, you just, on the border, let's remember that how many people were coming across the border back in the day to work in the United States, that legally to work in the United States, and how much of this problem is, you know, not only just asylum, but for the Republican people that have help wanted signs up, down in Mexico and point south, you know, come to America, we got a job for you. We got to start arresting the people that are hiring these people illegally, exploiting these people, you know, to a large extent, you know, and using them as cheap labor, you know, to undercut labor in this country. And you pointed out some good things there, is that Joe Biden delivered a crap sandwich when he, you know, came into office as far as Afghanistan goes, with the deal Trump signed with the Taliban, and that, you know, that the Republicans have consistently, as you pointed out, have consistently fought against any policies that would actually help curb the spread of COVID in this country, as well as diseases in general. And the Republicans failed to do anything about for masks, like for the production of medical equipment. I'm pretty well aware of this because I was undergoing chemotherapy back in early 2020. And my nurses, who, when I first started it, they're throwing the masks away after they, you know, after each time they left the room and putting a fresh mask on when they came into the room. But, you know, that when COVID hit, they had to make those masks last a week. I mean, how safe is that for the patients, and how safe is that for them? And Donald Trump failed to do anything about that. In fact, his family members were trying to profit off of the COVID, you know, that for PPE, and make money off the deal. I mean, it's the Republican Party under Donald Trump has become more and more of a grifter party. Then let's remember Scott Walker. Let's bring Wanker back into the mix. But Scott Walker was running his 2010 campaign out of his county office, and managed to slip the noose on that one, which just befuddles me on that one. Then when Scott Walker was committing crimes during his rerun, he was committing crimes then. The legislature simply, Supreme Court simply said, oh, that's okay, he can do that. That's illegal, you know, that's unconstitutional for that law to be in place, even though it had been in place for a long time. And then they changed the law. I mean, this crap of trying to fix elections is what Republicans want to do. It is something that it is, you've pointed out, they want to fix elections. The only way they can win is by gerrymandering and fixing elections. And what happens in these, and for these Republican districts who have been hurt by Republican policies, who don't have broadband because of Scott Walker and his Republican parties, and they're finally getting under Joe Biden, why do they keep voting these people? I do not understand it. I mean, I do not understand it. And my fear is, what happens if something comes, COVID, next variant of COVID is worse, and it just wipes out people in these Republican areas because they don't want to get vaccinated, they don't wear masks, and it sweeps through and wipes out, you know, a larger percentage of their population.
Right. No, you're making an excellent point. And here's the thing, just building on that, just as a matter of biological science, if you have 20 or 30% of people who ideologically refuse to get vaccinated because the leaders of their party keep mocking vaccinations, even though they themselves were vaccinated, that's a playground for the virus to mutate. The reason Omicron mutated, the reason Delta mutated, is because there weren't sufficient people vaccinated beforehand. When the playground is shrunk, when only 5% of people haven't been vaccinated, or 10%, the odds of that kind of mutation are significantly reduced. It's all a matter of probability. It's all a matter of probability. And so when you have clowns who are in the Republican leadership and Republican networks saying vaccines may be dangerous, you have a right not to have them, you have governors imposing fines on anybody that has a mask mandate or overturning mask mandates and overturning vaccine mandates, fighting it in court. They are agents of the virus. That's as if the virus took human form and said, we want a large playground to mutate. Because if we don't have a large playground to mutate, they may end up killing us. And the virus has an instinctive, it doesn't exist as an entity, obviously, as thinking entity, but there is the survival instinct in every organism, even a virus. So the Republican Party is the reason why these mutations have occurred, because the playing field is so big. Well, this is a very, very disturbing thing. Down in Texas, the Texas Board of Pardons had proposed a pardon for George Floyd. He's deceased. He was murdered by a police officer in Minnesota, and it was unanimous. And the DA who prosecuted Floyd for that Texas drug possession thing went along with it, because the officer who had arrested George Floyd and ginned it up turned out to be crooked. And 160 other convictions he was involved in were thrown out. And George Floyd's was a crooked one, but it showed up in his record and he ended up getting strangled because of it. Just now, Abbott came back, the governor was going to sign it. And just now, Greg Abbott said, no, I'm sending it back. There are procedural issues and they're not going to pardon George Floyd. Why is that? It is because of the Trump base. It is because of politics. George Floyd was set up by a crooked cop and 160 other drug convictions, possessions, that this guy lied about were overturned. But because George Floyd is dead, but it showed up in his record and he was strangled for it. Unanimously, initially, the pardon board and the DA himself. So we got to throw this out. Now Abbott, the governor, goes, no, he wants to look very Trump. Disgusting, absolutely pathetic and disgusting, beyond pathetic and disgusting. Phone or break, line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. No satisfaction.